praise to the Lord. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, look with us, if you will, at the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 9. The Gospel of St. John, chapter number 9. Lord willing, today we want to focus upon verses 6 and 7 of this Gospel. And if we had a thought and a message title today, it would be this: On Our Level. On Our Level. We say that to say this, dear friends. There's nowhere that you can go, no matter where the extent of sin that has taken you, that the Lord God Almighty can't reach down and touch you. Oh, dear friends, we serve a Lord who is compassionate and kind, and His love fails not. Jesus is so wonderful. Amen, my friend. In the Gospel of John, in chapter number 9, begin reading in verse number 6. When He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went His way therefore, and washed and came seeing. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, He reminded me that this blind man called not out as blind Bartimaeus did. This blind man, he sat there no doubt quietly. He was seeking nothing. But I believe, dear friends, that when you look at this text very closely, you will see there that Jesus Christ was seeking him. I believe, dear friends, that the Lord that loves us and cares for us is seeking those today that may be spiritually silent in His presence. Because you see, dear friends, the Lord knows today, as He knew then, that there is need. This man had a need, not only a physical need, but he had a spiritual need. And the Lord came to him with a compassion and a love to transform and to change his life. Oh, I want you to know something today, that the Lord God Almighty still has that desire to transform and to change people's lives. You know why He does that? He does it for this reason, because He wants the very best for each and every one of us. Now, there are many today who say, I've failed and I've come short of the glory of God. Dear friends, we all have, but the Lord who loves us cares for us and comes for us. He is willing and, praise God, able to get down on our level. You see, dear friends, the Lord knew the needs of this blind man, just as He knows the needs of each and every one of us today. Now, the Lord could have touched him and healed him. The Lord could have healed him with just a word. But the Lord got on his level. The Lord got a little dirty when you look at this passage. For you see, dear friends, the Lord knew what He needed. And I'm thankful today that God knows what I need and when that it is that I need it. I say that to say this, dear friends, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Lord God Almighty is on our level today and has a desire to touch our heart and to bless us, so that we today can be healed and bring Him honor, bring Him praise, and bring Him glory. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this passage that is found in the Gospel of John, in John 6, The Bible says in verse 1, and Jesus passed by. He saw a blind man from his birth. Oh, dear friends, the Lord is among us today. He is passing in and out of our lives as we speak. The Lord knows what we need, and he knows how to meet and exceed those very needs. The Lord God Almighty has a desire reach in the very recesses of one's heart, mind, and soul to bring the joy and peace that we so desperately need. For you see, dear friends, the Lord knew more about this blind man than he knew about himself. The Lord God knows more about you than you know about yourself. That's why that he's willing and he's able to get on the very level that we're on so that he can bless us and that he can help us and, praise God, heal us. Oh, when we looked at this passage, I was reminded of the word that comes to us out of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2 in verse number 7 says, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. You see, Jesus was conditioned to bring his sweet presence among us today. He was willing, he was able just to get a little dirty and to get on our level. Did he have to take that spittle and make that clay? No, but he chose to because he knew what that man needed in his life that day. You see, dear friends, the Lord may touch Brother Joey different than he does Sister Shelby. But rest assured of this, he will touch and he will bless. He knows what Steve needs. He knows what Donnie needs. And he knows what Bob needs. Oh, praise his glorious name. He knows what I need. Oh, I'm so thankful today that he comes to us, that he's willing to bless us and to stir us and to make us praise God what it is that we need to be. When we were at the school the other day and the children were bringing prayer requests before the Lord, there was some would say, oh, I need to pray for my dog. Oh, some would say, I need to pray for my friends. But one little boy said, little fella about in second grade, he said, brother, I need to pray that my daddy gets out of jail. Oh, it tore me up. It did. It tore me up. And he was so sincere when he said, pray that my daddy gets out of jail. Oh, dear friends, the Holy Spirit reminded me that the Lord God who loves us, he gets on our level to bring to us peace in our heart. Peace in our heart. See, it'd be hard for me to get on that little boy's level. A lot of things in his life I don't understand. I'm just a preacher. He has just teachers. Boy, he sure was bold to call out to the one who was on his level. Oh, I can tell you today, dear friends, the Lord that loves us and cares for us wants to reach down to right where we are. He wants to be there. Aren't you glad that you don't have to climb the lofty positions to reach the Lord? Aren't you thankful that Christ will come down right where you are and to bless you? Oh, praise his glorious name. When Jesus mixed that clay from that soil and that spittle, you know what he did, friends? He gave some instruction. Oh, I tell you, when the Lord gets on our level and he touches us and he blesses us, he gives us some instruction. What did he say to this man? He said unto him to go to the pool of Siloam. That means sent. What did the Lord do? He sent. sent him on a mission. You see, dear friends, this pool was located on the southeastern corner of the outside walls of Jerusalem. Where this blind man was, to where that pool was a great distance in the midst of a festival with many people. But you see, dear friends, what you see here is this. If you have a way, praise the Lord, He'll bless you. There's a will. God will make a way. Now that blind man could have said, oh, don't you put that mud on my eyes. Don't you touch me. That blind man could have refused to act by the instructions of Jesus Christ. But we learn here in the Gospel of John, chapter number 9, what occurred. This blind man done that very thing. He was not healed at the moment when the clay was applied. He was not healed at the very touch of Jesus Christ. He was healed when he was obedient to what it is that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded him to do. And I tell you today, dear friends, if the Lord says do it, you better do it. When the Lord speaks to your heart, as he did Brother Steve, you better act, because I can tell you today, if we don't act in accordance to the will of God, oh, the devil, he will rob us of blessings. We see here, was a blind man, blind from birth. Christ sought him out, spat on the ground, made a little clay ointment and anointed his eyes. Then gave instructions for him to go, not to just any pool, but the pool that was entitled Sent. And here this man acted. He acted by the command of Jesus Christ. And you see, dear friends, all was made well. I say that to say this. The Lord is on our level. He's doing what needs to be done. Now it's our turn to act in accordance to His will, so that we, praise God, can be blessed. He's on our level. He's right where we are. The Holy Spirit reminds me of that sometimes. Sometimes we think about the glory and the majesty and the splendor of God, and we see it high, lofty, and lifted up, which it is. But we also see where that the Lord gets right where we are. I'm thankful today that the Lord God loves me. He cares for me. He came to me right where the rubber meets the road. Because there have been times in my life and times in your life when you've been lower in a snake's belly, in a wagon rut. It took something to get there. And praise be to God, Jesus did. Because if He hadn't, Brother Gary wouldn't be here today. It's them by the grace. It's them by that unmerited favor of God. It's them by the mercy and the caring of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we're here today. When Jesus seen this blind man, He felt something. You say, well, Brother Lynn, what did Jesus feel? Jesus felt compassion. He cared. He cared then. He cares today. He got on their level then. He's on our level today. The Bible says in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter number 6, in verse number 34, the Bible says, and when Jesus came out, saw much compassion and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And He began to teach them many things. You see, dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ looked out on them masses. He looked out on these enormous crowds, and he came to their presence to bring them blessings. I tell you today, the Lord God Almighty has a desire to get on our level and to come in her sweet presence to bring to us blessings and to help us. I tell you today, dear friend, you may be here today. You may be lost. You may be backslidden. You may be undone and out of the will of God. I want you to know that the Lord's here. He's on your level. He's in your life. He's in your presence to bring to you joy and peace in your heart. You may have left church many, many times in sad shape. You may have left the house of prayer, sometimes in worse condition than you did when you came in. But today, I tell you today, and I declare to you by the word of a holy God, that you can leave here today blessed. You can leave here today with a joy-filled heart. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that blind man when he got up that day? He probably thought that day was going to be like any other day. You may have got up this morning thinking that the day is going to be just like any other day. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day to bring honor, to bring praise, and to bring glory to the Lord. If the Lord Jesus Christ is on your level today, and he's working you, and he's wooing you, I tell you today, act upon his will. This man acted upon the will of God. All things changed. All things changed. You see, dear friends, if the Lord Jesus Christ had not came to you and brought you under conviction, Brother Wayne, today you would still be as lost as a ball in high weeds. But because the Lord God Almighty, he came to you by way of the Holy Spirit, and he convicted your heart, and he blessed, and he led, and he guided you in faith, and through and by your surrendering to the will of God, praise his glorious name, you're saved. Because you acted. You see, dear friends, there's many today in our world that are spiritually blind. There's many in our world today who fails to see. But the Lord, whose compassion fails not, comes seeking those to bless. He comes willing to give. He comes willing to stir. He comes willing to change and to transform lives. You say, Brother Lynn, I'm just an ordinary person. I tell you today, because the Lord Jesus Christ is on our level, he takes the ordinary and makes them extraordinary through his love. Those that was there in Jerusalem, they were amazed because this man who had been blind from birth now sees. Oh, you see, dear friends, what ignited that action in that man's life was because he was willing to act. He was willing to do. Dear friends, if the Lord God is speaking to you today, we beg you, come to the throne of grace and be touched by the hand of God. You know something? He's mixing something up today. He's anointed us with his presence. He's anointed us with his goodness. He's anointed us with his love. He's brought to you and I today and all that are in the midst, all that's needed in our lives. You say, well, Brother Leah, I just don't get anything out of it. Well, dear friends, I tell you this, you'll get out of it what you put into it. If the Lord Jesus Christ is beckoning you, act. 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 Why so many hearts cold and indifferent? Is the Lord still working? Yes. Is the Lord still stirring? Yes. The failure with so many today that people are unwilling to act. How did that blind man get through the city of Jerusalem in the midst of a festival where people were elbow to elbow throughout the city? How did he make his way to the Pool of Siloam? Many scholars and theologians think that he may have had to travel without sight for at least a half a mile. You know something? He was guided by divine guidance. The very hand of the Lord was with him. The very hand of the Lord that never leaves nor forsakes was with him. And we today can testify to this fact. If you step out and come to the throne of grace, I guarantee not all the hordes of hell can prevent you from doing what it is that the Lord would have you to do. The Lord got him where he needed to go, so he could do what he needed to do. So many people today are in the house of prayer, and the Lord has led them there. The Lord has blessed them to be there. The Lord has put all the ingredients together that they can be blessed. And now it is up to us. I thought about that blind man a lot. I thought about it. I thought about after his eyes was anointed and how that no doubt he didn't sit there, he didn't hesitate, he just got up and he acted. Because you see, he was actually walking by faith and not by sight. He was literally the interpretation of that verse. But you see, I don't believe that he missed a step. I believe that God made him a way because he was the way, because he was willing to do what needed to be done. Dear friends, listen. The Lord's willing to bless you, to help you with what's needed in our lives today. Listen. Don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. There'll be many warming pews all over the houses of prayer, all over our land, saying, I'll do it next week. Listen, they may not even be in next week. They may not even be an afternoon. God is so good. So good. So wonderful. So loving, compassionate, and kind. And I thought, as I was preparing this little short message, and as we were pouring over the scriptures and praying, I thought about the half-brother of Christ, a man named James. James tells us in his general epistle in James chapter 1 and verse number 22, listen to what he says. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Do. And praise God, if you seek, you'll find. If you knock, it'll be open unto you. I'm thankful today that the blind man from John chapter number 9, was willing to exercise obedience. And that he acted at the very word of his Lord. You know something? I can tell you from personal experience, things would be a whole lot better in my life if I acted and was obedient each and every time that the Lord spoke to my heart. But we, like so many today, our will gets ahead of God's will. But I'm thankful today of the blessed assurance that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us to get on our level. He has to remind us sometimes of where we are and where we need to be. He sometimes has to speak to us in a way that only we can understand. You don't have to be an intellectual giant to hear from Jesus. It's that still small voice that changes everything. Oh, praise his glorious name. That still small voice. And that I got out early this morning on the way to the hospital. The air was cool and it was brisk and the wind was blowing.
kind of remindful of that cool breeze from that faraway country that the Lord Jesus Christ caresses our hearts and souls with through his love. So if you're here today, dear friends, and you are in need, you're in the presence of the one who not only can meet your need, but praise God, exceed your need. The one today who has come onto your level. The one today that can change your life from a very word, from a very touch, or actions that he commands you to do. God knows what we need. God knows what we need. Let us today be willing to do so that we today can be filled with the will of our Heavenly Father. Let's stand to our feet. As we ask the musicians to come,